What's good? We back.
What's good?
What up?
Live from Vietnam, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Live from Vietnam. Home with J. Cole, Avion Crockett, L.A. White, Dennis Smith Jr., Michael Williams Jr., Bone Crusher Smith, and many, many, many more. I'm joined, as always, every Friday night by my illustrious panel. We start off with the pod father, Paul Masson. My man, Paul, right there. Quick with the horns. My man, the historian, Mr. J.
What's good,
brother? All right, as always, muy caliente, my man, Latin Loonies, hip hop star, right from the 2-6. And join us now, a new co-host to Vietnam Live, CEO of Woodboy Digital, the man himself, 3D Weestraw, aka the Mutate God.
Appreciate y'all having me, man. Do my mic sound nice?
1-2-1-2, baby.
All right.
Absolutely, bro. You running this. So, hey, I hope y'all had a good weekend.
Get that power, my boy.
I hope y'all boys had a good, y'all fellas had a good week, man. I know I did, and we got a lot of topics tonight to get to. So we're going to start right off. We're going to just jump right into it. We're going to go with the number one topic right now is hip-hop artists with the no-skip debut. Hip-hop artists with no-skip debut. We're going to go ahead right off. Let's go right to the Mutate guy. We got the man in here. Let's go right to the Mutate guy.
Man, with me, no-skips for me will probably be Doggy Style Snoop Dogg. You know what I'm saying? I ain't skipped that motherfucker. And I ain't going to lie to you. I didn't skip ODB record either. The first one, I ain't skipped. That's just me, though. I got a lot of
them. Hey, I mean, yeah, go right on. Hey, do your thing, man. I'm going to let you rock for a second. Go do your thing, you say.
I mean, that one. probably the first DMX album. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had no skips on that. And then, you know, if you fast forward, probably to recently, Nipsey Hussle's debut album. Not the mixtapes, but, you know what I mean? The debut Nipsey Hussle album. No skips on that at all. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Yeah, that's me for sure.
I will say this, Straw. A lot of albums that are no skips, a lot of them weren't debuts. So just finding a debut no skips, you know what I'm saying, a little different. So let's go to Mr. Jada's story. I've been waiting all week. What's up, Tony?
Quick thing. Somebody's TV is loud. I don't know if anybody who.
I don't have a TV on. Who got a TV on?
Yeah, I can. Okay, we good. Yep.
My man Looney, as always, looking out for the quality of the product. I appreciate you, brother. We're gonna go to the historian, Mr. J. Man, Mr. J. Debuts with no skip for you, boss.
Well, I got four in no particular order. Of course, Mutate God already got one of the ones I was going to talk about, which is Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style.
Yes, sir.
The next one will be B.I.G. Ready to Die. That would be my next joint.
We got horns. We need some horns on these, baby.
Mm-hmm.
The third one will be Nas Illmatic.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth one, we may have a technicality on this since, you know, he was an artist out originally, but solo debut. It would be the Chronic, Dr. Dre.
I'll take it.
Absolutely. All day long, Mr. J, as always, comes with the factuals. We're going to rack it over to the pod father, the prime minister from Triple P Studios, Paul Masson. What you got, brother?
I don't want to name anybody y'all name. So I'm going to start with this one. The great Diamond D commented on the topic about this, and he said SB and HH, Stunts, Blunts, and Hip Hop, and I definitely never skipped that one. Wu-Tang Clan.
36 Chambers. No doubt. You need to sell some claps on that. Where the claps? You got to go with claps on that.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes.
Definitely.
Absolutely. 100%.
Slim Shady LP. Slim Shady LP.
Mm-hmm.
And
crickets, crickets.
People might push back on this one, but I gotta say, Drake, Thank Me Later, the first Drake album.
Okay.
This is gonna piss off Big Face, the number one recyclable artist, The Game's first album. The Game guys album.
Yeah, I like
definitely.
That was solid. That was definitely Game, solid.
Yeah, The Game's first album featuring 27 other rappers he plagiarized.
Still, it was non-skippable. And the last one I got to go with.
I couldn't skip him either.
Helter Skelter Operation Lockdown.
Oh, okay, that's a good one.
Nicely done, my friend. Lat Looney, what say you, my brethren? My cabrón.
Man, y'all took almost every single one I had except for one. And it was Good Kid, Mad City by Kendrick Lamar. And I think I'm going to have to give it also to The Melodic Blue by Baby Keem that dropped 2021. That was a no-skip album for me.
Yeah. That was tough.
So, I mean, you know.
You consider that Kendrick's debut real?
Yeah,
I think it's a good kid, Mad City was his debut album. I'll be feeling like, well, I guess I started with the Section 80 though, so it just kind of like
Section 80 or 2011. But I guess that was his debut album. Section 8, 2011, that was his debut album. For the record,
well, I guess you know, Major Labor debut,
Major Labor release, right.
Well, yeah, you're right. So, yeah, we're counting that, absolutely. But, I mean, I would definitely say it was a dope album. I don't know about no skips for me. I'll say, I mean, repeating albums ain't no problem. Everybody knows probably the number one no-skip debut of all time is Nas's Illmatic. It's largely considered one of the most classic albums of all time, and it's a debut.
Right.
I mean, a few we left off, I know that me and Paul talking about this. Busta Rhymes, The Coming. Everybody loved that debut album. They waited for it. Straight Out of Compton, NWA. I rocked the whole album. No skips on Straight Out of Compton. Big Pun, Capital Punishment. I love that first album from him, for me. Most Def, Black on Both Sides. A dope debut album. Just fire all the way through. Cypress Hill self-titled debut with Hand on the Palm. All them tracks, the skits, everything was dope. Muggs really did a great job there. And, you know, I like Onyx Back the Fuck Up. I remember rocking that shit to the tape pop back in the day. So, I mean, debut album with no skits, ladies and gentlemen. And I got to say, probably the dopest after Illmatic was 36 Chambers. I mean, debut album, no skips at all. And then Biggie, right? So I don't mind repeating y'all. Anybody got anything to add before we move on to the next topic?
Yeah. Side piece, Steve commented Kanye graduation.
But that one is debut.
I like that album.
No, college dropout, which was a great album.
College Dropout was fantastic.
It was no skips, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely got to give College Dropout up there.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure, ladies and gentlemen, comment. Go ahead. Let's see what you got. I'm sure a lot of y'all got an opinion on. I mean, hip hop is the universal language. Anybody else got anything to add before we go to the next topic?
Ooh, somebody on my live said Kanye's graduation.
Yeah, that's what we just talked about, Latin. Yeah. Latin Lonies is in the time, Luke. Take a shot, baby.
I got one more.
What you got, Steve?
Busta Rhymes, The Coming, say Luke, solo debut. Busta Rhymes.
I said that in my little dot shop. I actually agree.
Okay.
100% agree. I got my own horns.
I'm drunk, too.
No, I hope so. Vietnam. I mean, we also the home of a lot of cats that get drunk as well. So, Mr. J, you good on that? You got anything to add? Yeah. What about you? Thank God. Mutate God. You good?
Oh yeah, I'm good. Yeah, mutate, mutate. Yeah, I'm good.
We ain't on the, we on television, not the radio, Rodney.
We good, man.
All right, so this is a really dope topic, guys. This next one, and we got a lot of people be on the internet talking about it. What's the biggest? As I look into my electric ball, in your mouth, balls.
Blue too.
That. What? Watch out now! Watch out! They're about to mutate on you. So you got what is the biggest hip hop what if? Okay, now, ladies, you know, I want to just start this off real quick, and then I'm gonna pass it off. For me, I got three, and then y'all do your thing. For me, number one was Big L. What if Big L wasn't dead? You know, what if we had Big L's entire career, 5, 6, 7 albums deep? We don't know what would happen. Big L may have formed a super group. Anything could have happened with Big L, and we all lost. It's like, to me, Big L was like the Lynn Bias. When Lynn Bias died, what he did to the Celtics, that's what it did to hip hop, right? Two, the DOC, his accident with his voice, man. One of the greatest writers ever. And, you know, what would his career been like? And three, maybe y'all haven't really talked about this. I haven't seen this a lot, but what if Lauryn Hill kept putting out albums? You know, what if? We only got one album from probably the dopest female MC of all time. And what have we got to do? So I'm going to go straight on. I'm going to go right to Latin Loonies right here. My man, what you got, Latin Loonies? What's the biggest hip-hop what if for you, bro?
It's not one. It's one of the biggest to me, but it kind of makes me wonder, what if Eminem never got signed by Dr. Dre and went to Ruckus Records?
Oh, wow.
That's a big what if. I mean, I wonder what would have happened here, bro.
Where would Slim Shady be if he could have never spit the line, you know, Dr. Dre, operate. Yeah, where would he be? He definitely co-signed him in the world of hip-hop. Yeah. He needed a big co-sign, and Dr. Dre was the ultimate co-sign for sure.
For sure.
So is that your, so you got any more, Looney, you want to add before I kick it over there?
You know, I guess another one of the biggest ones is what if, you know, Biggie and Pac never died? You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people.
Yeah, that's everybody's list.
Biggie was only 24 years old. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's another one.
I will say I probably echo the sentiments of a lot of guys on the panel tonight. Tupac, I believe, was going to not even release it. We got more albums from Tupac dead than we would have got alive. Because Tupac was about to section into some Hollywood movies. Bigger than Cube right now, I think that's where he'd be. But I mean, a lot of people got opinions on that. But Mutate God, what's the you about the what the biggest hip hop what ifs?
Well, for me, I mean, we all could say like every rapper that died, just about. You know what I'm saying? For me, it's like Nipsey Hussle because the way he kind of changed the game for right now. Him, Juice WRLD, Mo3, all them guys, they was like on the come up, and Pop Smoke, because they was like right there on the crevice of doing. They didn't even get to do like, well, Pop Smoke and Nipsey, they didn't even get to do their second major releases. You know what I'm saying? Not yeah, with Pop, them living.
Pop,
you know what
Smoke
I mean?
Was so on my like, list for sure. Pop was on my list for sure.
But you know that part of it, and also like you know, like. Like let's say with Wu-Tang, like what if Master Killer came out first is one of mine, because you remember it took him so long to drop. I was uninterested at the time after the fact. You know what I mean? So it's like I don't know. I just think about little stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
That's why we got 3D We Strong on the show, because my man's mind is a genius. It's working. He in 2027 right now. Tell him you take.
I appreciate it, bro.
So, all right, so you have anything to add? I want to go to Mr. J. I'm really interested. No doubt. So, Mr. J, what you got on the hip-hop what is, bro?
Definitely, you know, as well as everybody, you know what I'm saying, it would be the Big and the Pac thing if they were still alive. Those are kind of like one and two. What if the Oh My God album actually came out with Rakim and Dr. Dre producing?
Oh, you get some slaps on that. Wow. Flashing it right between there. My man, Mr. J.
You know what I'm saying?
The button, man. We're gonna break Paul's fingers on these buttons, bro.
I got a phone call.
Getting no claps. They're getting no applause.
I mean, that whole.
I got a phone call.
What if with Dr. Dre, it could probably be like a whole separate show by itself? Just the list of people he's worked with and albums that never dropped.
What if Dr. Dre's sequin jeans broke when he was making them that 70s disco music? When he was dancing, when he was the world class right. Wrecking Crew. What if his sequin jeans had broke?
What if he never turned out the lights?
I was gonna say the sequin.
his bedazzled pants.
You know what I mean?
His bejeweled and becrusted. So, Mr. J, no doubt. But what else you got? I know you. So you hit us with you got anything else right there before I go over there to the Prime Minister?
Really, really, another one, another Dr. Dre collaboration that never happened, which would be a big one, is the Chairman of the Boards with Timberland. What if that would happen?
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, Dr. Dre is definitely all over the board with the what ifs. You know what I'm saying? Podfather, what say you, Brad? What you got over there for the what if?
All right, so I got two that are like, you know, dear to my heart. And that's the Big L passing. Another one is the flood. If the RZA flood, like, it really fucked up Inspector Deck's album. Everybody in Wu said he had the best album. He's my favorite artist from the Wu. And it definitely caused a setback and fucked up some of his career. And then, of course, you got the DOC is probably like one of the biggest, I think, losing the voice.
I think people underestimate that right there, man, because they don't realize how many songs he wrote or how integral he was into the entire West Coast sound, not just NWA, but that whole gangster rap beginning sound. And the DOC was seen as like the Mike Jordan of that, by Ice Cube, by everybody. And then, of course, and had a great, dope voice. And
for sure.
Recently, there's been stories out that he's using AI to recreate his voice. Have y'all seen that? So the DOC may get his album yet.
Yeah.
Artificial intelligence. You know what I'm saying?
Did you see that thing? Yeah, no, I ain't seen it. But I heard the album that he did, the Helter Skelter album, and it was a tough listen. But if DOC can drop an album with no voice, I mean, what's anybody else's fucking experience?
But if he gets this AI to get his old voice for that, that's dope. So what did you have that, Paul? You were about to ask something before I cut you off, bro.
What if Jay-Z doesn't call out Nas? I felt like Nas was like, you know, nobody was really checking for him. Last couple albums before that wasn't great. What if Wayne doesn't sign Drake and Nicki? What if Wayne doesn't sign Drake and Nicki? And then I got two one for humor. What if Sticky Fingers was white? And shout out to John Paul Edmondson, who I'm going to be interviewed, who said, what if Skilo was a little bit taller?
So he would have been a baller, obviously, I think.
Yeah.
He would have been a baller, right? Hey, I mean, God, gentlemen. Shouts out to them, Kevin. That was hilarious, by the way. Shout out to John Paul Edmondson, who you will soon see interviewed on the Paul Pinker podcast. He's a dope comedian. And make sure to check out, while we're on that, make sure you check out Circle of Kings. We're working on episode 4 right now of You Can't See 57. Big shouts out. And just take a second to shout out y'all, man. All of the Ville. Shout out to Mr. Jones. Shout out to all y'all Fayetteville heads, man. And anybody got anything to add before we move on to the next topic? The biggest what ifs in hip hop.
We had a couple comments. Mutate, go,
and then we'll go to the comments.
Yeah, I got one more. Like, what if Kanye What if he didn't release 808s and Heartbreaks and he released Good Ass Job? See what I'm saying? Because after graduation, he supposed to do a good ass job and he scrapped it into 808s and Heartbreaks. I think that would have, like, by him doing 808s and Heartbreaks, it changed everything in music. But if he would have did a good ass job, it would have stayed on the, like, more soulful sample driven.
Exactly.
You
know, Yo.
Well, I think, man, you think he would have never released 808s if he released that, though? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I think his mom, you know, his mom passed around then. He was, like, going through a lot of heartbreak and different things. I just think he scrapped that album. I don't think he might not would have released it. He might have did it later. But yeah. At that time, he just scrapped his normal, you know, sequence and went into a whole nother trajectory, which gave us, like, the new Kanye, so to speak. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's a what if right there.
Yeah, you know, Kanye like a fart when you're over 40. You can't trust him. You don't know what he's going to say next. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He might be just Mr. Old Fart, or he might be here to fuck your clothes up. So, Paul, the comments right there.
Hey.
Patrick Perez said, what if G-Unit don't break up? What if BG was bigger than Wayne? And he don't get locked up. And what if Boosie don't get locked up?
Shout out to my boy Patrick, by the way. Shout out my guy.
Well, I mean, on that note, I would say, what if Scott LaRock never did?
That's another
one. He had been one of the biggest groups of all time.
Big one. Mm-hmm. Speaking of BG,
bigger than Wayne if he don't get locked up.
Remain bigger than
Wayne. Good one, bro. That is a very good
question. KRS-One, instead of being the teacher who went all, you know, Buddhist on us, he may have been able to hold him a little mainstream. And what would we have got out of BDP, which was dope? The first album was crazily different once Scott died, you know, where he went. You know what I'm saying? I want to say this on what Paul had said. If Lil Wayne didn't sign Drake or Nicki Minaj, it might have hurt him, man, because they were like top free agents. No, they weren't nobody's secret. Just so you know, Nicki Minaj was courting like several deals when she got signed. Everybody knew they were the worst kept secret in hip hop, and Drake too. And he had money behind him from his,
he had all the leverage in the world. He had all the leverage in the world signing both of them.
Jimmy.
So we're going to open up this one. Of course, I'm going to go straight to the Podfather on this one, but What do you believe are the biggest stories in hip hop for 2023? Podfather Paul Masson, what you got, bro?
I only got one that was really, really good for me, and that was the ending of the Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion.
That's the biggest. I mean, that has to be right. Has to be right.
That was it for me. And it's crazy. It's like we still don't really know the truth. They don't really know.
Bitch got shot in the foot. We know that. I mean, we know the bitch got shot in the foot.
Yeah, but we don't know if it was a ricochet or if she just got shot or, I mean.
I don't know if y'all ever seen I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, but when your bunion gets, when you shot your bunion or corn, that shit hurts, bro.
Murphy shot old girl on her big toe.
The whole toe. And we're going to find your toe, baby. We're going to find your toe. I promise you, Megan. We're going to find your toe. You're going to be a limp in this motherfucking California. And that's what he did.
That was the biggest story for me, man.
Well, the story, do you think he said that sitting in the car? Do you think he said, you about to be the nine-toe and this limp in this bitch in California, in L.A.?
Damn. That's harsh.
I doubt it.
Okay, so, Paul, you got anything else to add before I go over here?
Nah, that was it for me.
Capitone, Latin Looney, man. What you got? Biggest stories of 2023, bro.
Man, one I've been following for a minute. You know, I'm a big Gucci Mane fan, so I've been following Gucci Mane for a minute. And when him and T.I. got into their little altercations and shit, you know, so hearing them two kind of like squash the beef out this year, well, I was something like, dang, y'all finally did it, like. So that was it was like an ending of a waiting of a long. So you know how we've been watching Harry Potter for about 6-7 years, or we've been waiting for GTA for about 15 years. Like that's how I felt when I was like, "Damn, these motherfuckers finally squashed their beef, and let bygones be bygones and just, you know, continue to get their bread. So that was something big for me.
Hey, that's a great one. That is a great one, man. What else you got, Looney?
Another big one, man. This Blueface, Christian, and Jaden, bro.
That's crazy.
That's all fucking year long.
The train wreck we cannot take our eyes off of.
Listen, man, that is a ridiculous story, and they still got it going on now. You know what I'm saying? I think saying that's not his baby. And he's talking about, you know, I guess the reason why Cardi and Offset broke up is because of Krishan or whatever the fuck. Like, man, they story to me right now is one of the biggest in 2023 too.
So I did see the video, bro. I did see the video where he's standing outside the car and she pulled up and he's saying, "Yo, that baby like Charles Barkley, baby." Charles Barkley? Wait a minute.
Damn.
And Charles Barkley, you know, has something to say about that, I'm sure. But, I mean, the baby do kind of like Charles Barkley. I mean, the mother, I don't know if he can round mound or rebound, but I saw that video. So, Jay, the historian, man, biggest stories of 2023 for you, bro?
Of course, you know, the biggest story for me, you know, is definitely the Hip Hop 50. You know, just bring out everybody. It really kind of showed where this whole thing came from. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't perfect. You're not going to get everybody you want to see out. People had their reasons for not coming out. You know,
I do want to say this, Mr. J.
Grammys and things of that nature. So, yeah.
I do want to say this. Fuck the Grammys. But go ahead, Mr. J. Fuck the Grammys.
Oh, that caught me off guard.
But, you know what I'm saying? It's brought out a lot of people. You had the great concerts, like the Masters of the Mic. You had the high school reunion concert with Snoop and bringing everybody out, like Too Short, Warren G. You know, that was a big deal. You had the Force Tour with LL. Just doing that whole vibe, like a live mixtape, backed by the Roots. It was a phenomenal tour. I got to see each and every one of those three concerts, and I enjoyed them all. You know what I'm saying? That was a great thing, a great bucket list thing for me to be able to see all those people perform and inspirational at the same time. Also, going down the list, the Michael album. That's something that, you know, once again, we talked about it last week. A phenomenal
album of the year. Album of the year for me in hip hop. Album of the year.
You know what I mean? On that same note, that Nas Magic album, I think he actually did both of those in the same year. I think 2 and 3 might have came out the same year. So he's just showing that he could still stay relevant, still up and coming producers, the now producers, and, you know, stretch the whole game and make people know and learn all at the same time.
Shout out to Nas, man. Shout out to Nas. He dropped 7 consistently good projects since everybody buried him, man. You know, one of the best MCs of all time, bro. Shout out to Nas.
For sure.
Before I go to Mutate, man, I mean, I got to agree with the Tory Lanez, Megan Thee Stallion. That was the biggest story of 2023. I think it was earlier in the year, so people might forget that. But it controlled the airwaves, the Twitter, the X, whatever. You know, that's all anybody can talk about. And I do, at the end of the day, think Tory got a real raw deal on that. I mean, that's whatever. Go in the comments if you got something to say about that. You know, that's your mama. The Andre 3000, the flute album, man. The shit went bananas, man. The Andre 3000 dropped the album of Elevator Muzak, and motherfuckers, and it was the number one album on Spotify. This motherfucker
is in my mind.
I mean, and it's amazing to me. See, hip hop ain't just about music or fashion or any of those things. It's a combination of a lot of shit. And some people got it, and 3,000 would probably scribble on a piece of paper, and it'd be bomb. You know what I'm saying? I got it. For me, the rounded out, the biggest story of the year, the entire Tiny Desk series. I'm so glad that Scarface brought the attention to the Tiny Desk series because Juvie dropped a crazy Tiny Desk early in the year, man. Juvie, if y'all go back and watch that one, that's dope. Years ago, Matt Miller dropped it. I mean, Tiny Desk has consistently dropped some of the firest and shown love. The Grammys, fuck that. Tiny Desk has been showing love to hip-hop for years. And big ups. Those are the three biggest stories. There's lots of stories in hip-hop. I'm going to go right here to the CEO of Woodboy Digital Conglomerate, the Mute Guy. Biggest stories of the year, bro.
Sure. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna like the Andre Fruit album was definitely one on face because I like to see the debates about and the disappointments and the people that was championing them in the whole time. So that was dope for me because I'm an Outkast fan, especially an Andre fan. Also the YSL Rico case for Young Thug, you know, seeing you know the whole Big Gunna snitch did all that conversation.
Yeah, that was one
of the big ones. Oh yeah, the trial. Yeah, the snitch. Yeah, of course. Great one. Good point, bro.
And also
give me some clapples on that.
Also, but also this is a crazy one though. Like when Vlad catching the guy who supposedly killed Tupac or whatever, which led to Puff Daddy allegations. Which led to Puff Daddy allegations, which leads to what Puff wow. going through now. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Trickle down effect.
Which leads to my spirit animal, 50 Cent. Shout out 50 man, that's my dude. I know he got big plans for 2024 with your boy Diddy. We about to
do
some
it.
Shit. Yo, you just opened
did
a
he, did he do
what
it?
A barrel of worms that motherfucker has opened up now.
Oh yeah. That's pretty much it for me. I mean, it's a lot of stories, but those really like a real captivator. So yeah.
Yo, that's a fire ass take right there, BJ. That's a great, you know, by far. He gonna wish he could walk across the bridge and get some cheesecake in a minute, bro. That's what he gonna wish.
Somebody gonna be getting his cheesecakes, man.
Paul, I want to take a moment before we go. Yo, Paul, that was crazy. Cheesecake was crazy right there. Cheesecake was crazy right there. I don't like cheesecake anymore now. I like Boosie. Mama gonna have to get me a bomb. I'm in shambles. I'm in a fucking shambles.
I ain't gonna lie.
So before, I'm sorry. What did you say, P?
I still love cheesecake.
Pause. So that was crazy, Paul. It was crazy. So, all right, before we go into the last topic of the night, gentlemen, and it's going to be a doozy for especially Paul.
We got a couple of comments.
Oh, yeah, Rob.
And I want to do a Dizzle break before we get into the last topic.
That's what I was about to say. I was way ahead of you on that. People, what's up with the comments?
So Christian Canales' homeboy, Patrick Perez, said the Tupac killer, of course, said Snoop Dogg becoming the owner of Death Row.
Oh, wow. That was dope. That's dope.
Right.
And something for sure. The Yeezy, like Kanye.
Whoever the fuck was firing Yeezy and losing the shoe. Wasn't that Adidas?
Yeah.
Adidas and the Kanye thing.
Adidas, yeah.
Hey, Adidas won't drop me immediately. Adidas dropped me immediately.
Kanye had the biggest story, period. He had the most biggest story,
stay
period.
In the news. Stay in the news.
I felt like, yeah, I'm about to say that. I felt like he had the most, too. At least this year.
Yeah.
Kanye went DEF CON 5.
Yeah. I wish he was there. Hey. Never mind, that's for next week. I was about to get in some shit right there. So right now, man, before we move forward, we want to let y'all mention off, you know, we're sponsored by Dizzle. It's a dope brand, cognac, tequila, premium cognac, man. It's time for a Dizzle break, baby. Give it to him.
Tropical treat. are we drinking? Me and my team will never be link up. They're gonna be drink up. We sit down and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the bars and I'm not talking drink up. So tell the bartender that's tending the bar to please pass me a big cup of. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting list, another waiting for that tropical twist. That'll kick your taste buds. Now taste some. Now I insist it's the drizzle.
Welcome, welcome back to live from Vietnam, man. You just saw Chip Fu right there. So Chip Fu will be joining us on live from Vietnam soon on a date to be announced. We'll be announcing that real shortly, man. One of the dopest fast rappers of the 90s of all time. So I'll bring y'all back. We're going to go with the last topic of the night. And this is a topic probably going to have some shots fired, you know, locally. But I do want to preface this with saying this. These lists are created for the fans. They're not created for the artists. If you're an artist and you got an issue with these lists, you're on the wrong side of the microphone. You need to be on the other side clapping your hands. Because fans make the list and observers make the list. And if MCs is making lists, then this is whack. All right, so the dopest MCs of the 2-6, as maybe if you're viewing this outside the 2-6, you may not know that's right here, Phantom, the 910, the 9-Dime. We're going to start this off. I'm going to shoot this over to the historian, Mr. J. Start us off, Mr. J. We got the list. You know, you saw the list. What did you think about the list? So there was a list. Guys, I want to preface this. We're not just saying the dopest. There was a list released by Live 295 Kick It. And Let's Kick It 295. And it had a list of the 2-6 artists. It had a top five. Then it had a long list of other artists. So we're just going to speak on that list or, you know, name any artist you may feel is not on the list. Mr. J, we'll start with you, bro.
I'll start with my own particular PSA. First, before I jump into...
Oh, I'm going to be like this.
But, you know, everybody's list is their list. You can't live by the list. You don't die by the list. You got to keep pushing.
Your list is literal than mine.
Keep doing what you do. Keep doing what you do. Don't worry about nobody. You know what I'm saying? And keep pressing forward. I sat with somebody last year, actually, probably around this time when the other list came out, and they were doing something. And they had been, basically, they had been out of state. They had been doing things. They had been moving. And they weren't on whatever list came out. And, you know, they were kind of, you know, being out of shape about it. But I'm like, yo, you doing stuff that everybody else ain't doing. So you can't worry about the list. Keep pushing. Jump into it. We had the 2-6 list, which was interesting. You know, a lot of different names on it. Some of the people I knew, some of the people I'm...
So I want to ask you this question. I'm going to ask everybody. I'm going to ask Mr. J. I'm going to ask all y'all this question.
Yeah.
Initially, when you saw the list, how many names did you know just straight up? Like, how many would you say? Because there was like 23 names on the list. Did you know 5? Did you know 6? Did you know 10?
I'd say I knew maybe 5 to 10. Maybe by 5 to 10
okay.
Of the names.
But go right ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted you. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go right ahead.
And my only discrepancy, if we're going to worry about the list at all, is there were some people who were on the 2-6 list, that were on the state list. Like, the one that were for NC's top artists.
So I think what you're speaking on is like, the discrepancy that... Go ahead, sorry. Go ahead, bro. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, names like we talked about before, like Cammy Got Bars. I don't know if anybody talked about Chyna Vaughn, but Chyna Vaughn's from here. She's on the state list, but she wasn't on the local list that I saw. And those are just two of the names that that stuck out to me that I could see off top. But as far as I know, I see everybody that's been moving, shaking, doing their thing. Problems other than that with the, you know. With
so I don't mean to be confrontational, Mr. J, and I know you're a diplomat to the core, but you ain't really named nobody that you got on this list. You done a lot of talking.
You ain't said no names.
So I'm gonna come back to you, Mr. J. I want to go to Mutate. I want to go to Mutate guy right here. Mutate guy, you saw the list. What you think, man? I know you got some thoughts on it. What's your thing? What's your thoughts?
I mean, first of all, I put my PSA out there, man. A list to me is irrelevant. It don't mean shit. None of it. It don't really. I mean, what the fuck do it mean whenever it, like, list coming from people who are just as popular or are we doing the same shit? Like, there's no accolades over.
You breaking
no,
it. Like, you break.
There's no
you
thing.
Up. You break it up, though.
You're breaking up pretty bad, then, Mutate.
It's like,
you're breaking
it's like,
up pretty
like,
bad, bro.
Can you hear
me? You're freezing up, man. You're breaking up.
Yo, yo.
Yeah, you're good.
There you go. Yeah, we got
woods,
you there.
You know me.
Yeah. Hey, you wop out,
I'm in the woods, man. Hey, yo. But like I said, I'm on the road. But listen, relevant to me, man. Like I said this like many years ago, like I was on radio station, I said the same thing. The list don't exist to me. Because like when you're like so high up in the state, what do you still say this?
I'm gonna have to stop you. I'm gonna stop you there. I don't mean to stop you, but I'm gonna go to Looney, hopefully. Yeah, I'm gonna stop and go to Looney. Hopefully we'll get a better connection for you in just a couple moments because I break it in and out. So Looney, man. All right. Stop, you over there put the reefers down there, Looney. And what do you think about the list? The 2-6 list there, bruh.
So off of that list, I only know what is it? Maybe about 9 people. And for me, number one. The person who I've seen working the most and doing the most numbers and actually doing out there is, to me, is going to be YOLO Roo at the end of the day. I don't see how he is number two in one and then number one in the other. That to me was a little
weird. Crazy.
By numbers that I've seen, I don't know, man. This is weird because like. I see a lot of people on here who I do see work, but I don't see them push their music, if that makes any sense. So, like, I might see your song one time, and then I don't ever see you push it again, if that makes sense.
Well, that's just an artist thing, but that we're talking about this list now, and so let's just stay on topic. Come on,
but that's my point. But that's my point. So that's my point. So I don't see how these numbers are put like this when I haven't seen those people. Music, or I haven't seen their work, or I haven't seen them to be able to be put in this position that they have been put in. Does that make sense?
Right, right. So, makes sense
now,
to me.
Two, I gotta give it to Block Baby Moolah. Three, I gotta go with SK because SK just dropped that song that he's been pushing, has damn already hit 1 million streams, got it on multiple radio stations. So he's like the one I see rising right now. Four.
Mm. I mean, you ain't got a number. I mean, it could just be dope artists. It don't have to be numerical order. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, I got a question. Did Block drop this year? Did he drop this year?
Block.
I mean,
here's what Block. Yeah. Well, yeah, Block dropped about 24 times here. Block. He dropped the Spin the Block soundtrack. He did the entire soundtrack for that movie that's streaming on Tubi, 300,000 views. I happen to be in it. Big shout out to Barry Williams Films, Spin the Block.
I mean,
he dropped
is it on streaming
platforms? Spotify. Yeah, it's on streaming platforms, Spotify, Amazon, the Spender Block soundtrack. Absolutely, 100% done and written and performed by him. Not only that, he dropped about 24 singles in short form, which is the way you do it now, man. Yeah, anybody waiting to drop an album, this ain't 1999. You drop in short forms, you drop 13, 14 weeks in a row on Spotify, you call that an album. You repackage it with a single and the 14 singles you drop. That's what they do now, Mutate, and that's how you make money. But so, Paul, I'm going to go to you because I do want to wait to the end for this one. So, I'm sorry. Let me cut you off. Looney's still on his tape, man. Looney, go on with your tape, bro.
No, yeah, man. That's who I've seen. I'll take them three. Those are the top three that I've seen. So, yeah.
Well, okay. We're going to spin the block again, fellas. You're going to get another chance to add on anyway. So I want to go over to the Power Pop, the Prime Mr. Paul Masson, man.
I got to do this first. I got to do this first.
That's what you think of the list.
No. Well, okay. Because the first issue I have, like Looney said, how are you going to be number one on the 910 list? Which means it reaches further than the 2-6. But then you number two on the 2-6 list. And, of course, you know I'm a strong advocate for Yo La Rue. Always have been.
Always have been, yep.
Rumble is, like, one of my songs I could throw on repeat and listen to it over and over again.
Plus, he's one of the few artists in the 2-6 that's got 750,000 views on YouTube with the Duke song. So, I mean, no doubt. That's there. Go ahead, Badgie Paul.
There were some names I knew, you know, Black Baby Moolah, Passport Scoob, Hood the Mayor. I thought it was real weird that
Pretty they Face had Gangster. Rain.
Yeah, they had Rain up in there. You know, like Rain's more of like a
blasphemy. Blasphemy.
It's like he's like top three or four all time in Fayetteville. You know, you don't gotta put him on the active list. He's already solidified. He's pretty much done his thing, you know. And the fact that nobody knows who the number one person is, like, that's crazy to me.
Chloe the God, I went ahead and listened. She got some dope stuff. She got some dope stuff. So I went ahead and found her. I hadn't heard, but she dope. She got some dope stuff.
As a music promoter, as a worldwide music promoter, not a local music promoter,
that's true.
I've never heard of. They're not hitting my inbox. Like, I don't see nothing about them, you know? And
just, you know, just to fill y'all in on a daily basis, Paul does the music promotion on a daily basis. With, like, that's how we got the digital sponsorship. That's how we do a lot that we do. I mean, it is a bigger network than what people understand with that, right? So back on the list, Paul, back to you. So it was weird to see Rain. Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to hold my thought, but go ahead.
The fact that you got Yo La Rue, you know, number one in the 910, but number two in the 2-6. That's just like so whack. It's whack. Number one across the board, if that's the case, you know.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
If you're number one in the 910, I guess you have to be number one.
You're number one in the Ville. Yeah.
It's like I'm number one in North Carolina, but I'm number two in Greensboro. That's crazy. That don't make sense.
That's whack. Right. That's whack.
I just think the list.
All right, you got anything?
About that, man. It's like a list is a list. So, I mean, it's your personal preference, but like we still gotta be like we gotta throw some common sense into it. Like you can't have the cat number one in the 910 and number two in the 2-6. He's number one across the board, and if that's the case, you know.
No doubt. Absolutely. So okay, it's time for my take. And first of all, let's take a shot right here. You know, here's the nipples. Without them tits would be pointless. Right. So, and I'm going to preface this because I'm sure that I will receive my share of hate, which I don't give a fuck. I get my hate. I love it. I actually love it. So when you put on there, you and nobody, yeah, I like that shit. So nobody in the 2-6 in the 910 has listened to more local music for the last 25 years than me, than Big Face, man. Period. I put it up against anybody. I listen to it. I dissect it. Everything somebody sends me, I listen. Trash or not. And I'm going to tell you this. The list is garbage. It's hot garbage. And I'm a fan and also MC. And I understand how MCs feel. They're like, oh, the list is, and I don't mean to disrespect you, Mutate, because you know I love you. The list is irrelevant. Well, it isn't, because fans pay the bills and it's not irrelevant to them. You feel me? I know it's irrelevant to an artist.
I don't know, bro.
And to an artist, it should be irrelevant. We debated like it's irrelevant. If it's irrelevant, why do we if it's irrelevant, why every day do we talk about LeBron and Michael Jordan? Why do we talk about who the best MC? Who the best? I mean, if it's irrelevant, it wouldn't drive so much conversation.
I think it's irrelevant because those conversations are driven by credited sources. These aren't. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, like, let's kick it. It's accredited. Let's kick it. 295 is an accredited local hood journalist, I would say. On leg would if you're from the Ville, you know what I'm saying? Locally, cats follow them. They got some provocative content, and I follow them. I enjoy what they put out. Back to what I'm saying. So let's just get back to what I don't want to call tabs. We're going to talk about this some more, though, Straw, because I feel you on
for sure.
First of all, the most egregious shit is Rain 910 being down there in the little writing. Like, motherfucker, Rain 910 is the top two MC ever out of the Ville after J. Cole. He's already been on the national stage for years. He did the BET Cypher. He's dropped numerous projects that are dope. He's ghostwritten for lots of cats y'all don't know. He's made a living off this shit. Hate or not, whatever you want to say, Rain, and his name is Rain 910. So when people say he don't be repping, what do you want his name to be? Mr. fucking Fayetteville? His name is Rain 910. Everywhere you go, he rep. And he dope. And I don't have a personal relationship other than a cordial MC to MC relationship that we've had over the last 20 years in front of the Ville. You know what I'm saying? To me, that's a tragedy. Passport School definitely deserves to be on the list. He's working harder than anybody. I love the new shit he's doing. I love the whole movement, what he's doing. He's grinding, too. I love it. For me, you know, Day Uno, Hollywood Hemi, Prada Louie, Block Baby Moolah, Born B More, Yolo Rue, Sonny the Star. These are cats that consistently drop songs, projects. Not only that, they're on social media. Not only that, they got the image. Not only that, they got the fashion. When you see them out, they lit. If hip hop is a lot of shit, they got the whole thing. Shout out to Hood the Mayor. Every time I go somewhere, Hood the Mayor there. And he got high energy. That 2-6 Anthem is a dope track. I like it. And Hood is a staple in the city. But so for me, that's my list. I need like 7 or 8 cats on the list. And I listen there. And shout out to also Snipe, the legendary Snipe Sinatra. I think that young dude is a dope MC. And when he puts it together with the right producer and right management, his talent is crazy. And y'all might not have heard him, but go listen to that dude dope. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of dope artists in the 910, which I mean the Ville surrounding areas. But I'll say this. I ain't seen a lot of cats on that list. I don't know who they are. I don't see them at the spots. I don't see them performing live. I don't see them building the crowd. I don't see them selling merch. I don't see them on podcasts doing interviews. And Paul will speak for us when we say this. We interview hip-hop artists just like fighters. It's way harder to get a hip hop artist locally that has no following to do an interview than it is to get the world champion fight.
Yep.
So, I mean, you got to work on that too. But the list, you know, and so I want to go back to Butane. I know you got something to add, man. But that's my list. You just heard my list. So, everybody heard Big Face list. It was Day Uno, Hollywood Hemi, Block Baby Moolah, Prada Louie, Born B More, Passport School. Yolo Rue, Sonny the Star, shout out Hood the Mayor. There's the list, bro. Those cats working and dropping shit, whether they drop this year or not. And Rain 910, he can't be on this list. He's up there with J. Cole up there. He's up there.
So Face, is that the 2-6 list or the 910 list?
Oh, well, and don't let me say, you know, Shorts, because Payola Stacks album is dope. And Payola Stacks is a dope artist. And I do believe he right there. He right there.
Give him a couple more projects.
I'm rocking that shit. So, by the way, while we're here live on Vietnam, no, he don't need a couple more projects.
Can I say something real quick? Like, our listeners will pick it up, so we might want to keep going.
Oh, say what? No doubt. I mean, I'm ready.
Listeners will pick it up, so we might want to keep going.
Well, I mean, push the envelope, guys. You got to name names. I mean, we from this city. You know you like what you like. Like, I'm going to say, speak on Hollywood Hemi, man. He dropped the Red Wedding album, I believe, it last year. But I'm still rocking that Red Wedding album. That shit is crazy. And see, I think that's what an artist should do. Get a dope project and push it.
I think the list, though, was based on their criteria within a certain time frame in 2023. And I think they have that. The on.
Oh, okay, okay.
I think so.
Okay.
And, you know, to be fair, you know, they had their criteria on how they do it. With you know, I mean, I don't remember it on here, but you can read it on the picture.
Go look at the listens and the streams in 2023 in my list right here. Whip that in his ass. I'm just saying. I mean, these dudes has worked. I mean, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not disrespecting anyone on the list.
I will say this,
by the way.
The 2-6 list, I would agree with your list. I love your list. But for the 910 list, even a lot of people in the 2-6, you don't really hear them pass the 2-6. You don't.
Okay. So for the record, I'm sorry. Hey, I want to go to some other people. I'm a comedian here. Latinonis, you got any thoughts on what we've been speaking on here? Because you're an active artist here in the city. And, you know, you've been part of several camps. And shout out to Oh So Talented. Shout out to all the cats over there. Yeah. Looney.
Most death, man. You know, and it might sound biased, you know, coming from me, though, just because Snipe is part of our group. You know what I'm saying? Snipe is born talented.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, my bad, because that dude is dope as hell.
Yeah, and that's for a reason. That's why he's with us. I feel like we try to get the cream of the crop of the people that's making music and shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we call it.
Shout out to Snipe, man. Shout out to Snipe for sure.
He's dope as hell. Yeah, no, I definitely agree with Mutate God a lot right there. That's why I was saying earlier about me not seeing nothing else but y'all being here or not even doing music or not even posting. Like, maybe I have a song that's been out for 2-3 years that everybody knows, but like I'm not seeing that work. I'm not seeing you do shows. That's why the 910 list to me is kind of crazy.
That's the difference between.
Go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to cut you off, but that's the difference between opinion and reality.
Exactly.
See, we can have our favorites. We can have our favorites all day long, what we like to listen to, but in reality, a lot of motherfuckers ain't really doing shit. For real.
But the way I look at it, Mutate, like, I don't like shit like that. So I like more shit like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a huge fan of everything Woodboy Digital does because of the way you package it, the way you surround it with art, music. You come from every angle. I like that shit. See, to me, it's more a complete package thing. When I look at artists, the artists I named,
me too.
You're looking at guys who can rock a show, who look good, who got the whole image down. Right. They got the nice videos, the sounds. You're going to Red Room. Shout out to Barry Williams. They're getting that dope, clean sound from Red Room. Most of those guys go to same studio because it gets that sound. But just for the record, to me, Rayford is Fayetteville. So Rayford is a 2-6. But I don't got no, I can't speak on nothing else. I don't have no criteria with no Lauren Bird artist, no Roland artist, no St. Paul's artist.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, y'all, the people within those,
Daddy and,
with
Daddy
those
and Daddy's in the rhyme, I can't. The only Diddy I know is
that's
P.
What I'm
Diddy.
Saying.
You got to watch out for that motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying. Those people within those surrounding areas, right? You can go to Lawrenceburg. You might not hear a lot of those names you name within the city limit, and that's a problem. You know what I mean? That's really a problem.
Well, it's a problem the artist needs to solve. To me, problem the artist got to solve.
That's true. That's true. It is. But I really think Fayetteville gets comfortable.
Well, the question is, where are the venues
in the city?
I mean, where are the venues? Where are they performing?
Well, okay, so I don't mean this is going to sound like some. This is about to sound like the get off my lawn type shit.
Time, and it just come out of nowhere.
Mr. J said, "Where the venues?" And I love that. I'm going to say this: when I came out, I did the state, the little fairgrounds. I did Roland, middle school prom. I did 7 nights a week.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I'll tell you this: I was out 7 nights.
Yo, motherfucking ass is everywhere.
Every
Everywhere.
Spot,
That's
every
what
night,
I'm saying.
Every
it's,
night.
It's a standard.
And if you're a hip hop artist listening
standard.
To this, You need to be out there every night doing, performing. And guess what? The thousandth time you perform, you can perform for somebody and you're going to be a master of your shit. But if you love your shit and you're doing it for the right reasons, you're doing that shit. But a lot of cats ain't in rap for what we think they're supposed to be in it for. They ended to become instant celebrities. Well, for you, you made the list, motherfucker. I don't know what you're going to do with it, but you're on the list, bitch. So, I mean, let's rock and roll.
Imagine this. Imagine an artist in Rayford, right? This is how Fayetteville kind of messes up sometimes. Imagine an artist in Little Rayford, right? He's the biggest artist in Rayford, and he never crosses the county line, right? I'm talking about.
Then he's fucking up.
That's what
crossing the county line. You should be thinking about crossing the state line.
Thank you, Mr. J. Thank you, Mr. J.
In Rhode Island, up and down True. The East Coast. I've done my own shows, pulled out my own pocket, put my own money up to do shows. A little hole in the wall.
Right, right.
So, I mean, you got to think bigger than yourself.
But I just be looking at it from... I agree, but I just be looking at it from the perspective of if you can't hear you in the 4-7 or Rob Cole,
bro.
I mean, going to Rhode Island got to be a stretch.
I spent a year on the road. I spent a year on the road making $1,300 a show, and it cost me $1,400 a show to do it. So I don't want to hear it. Yeah, but you know, the payback is what you get. You out there to sell the merch. You out there to sell the record. You out there to sell the T-shirts and all that. I mean, if you, I hate to tell you this. I mean, you want to make the music. You want to make the money so you can make whatever. It's a whole package deal. Or you can be like us. You know what I'm saying? Just make your music, then one day host a goddamn show when your ass got gray in your beard and talk shit about y'all motherfuckers. That's what I do. You know, that's what I do. Anyway, Paul, would you like to add anything while we rocking with this shit?
Yeah, one more thing too is like artists focus on only making music as the content.
Right.
Played enough content outside of that, you know. And that's the thing, it's so hit or miss with these shorts and these TikToks and these reels, man. I mean, you could post one, you get a few hundred, post another, you get 7,000-8,000. So you gotta pump out the content, and you know, you just gotta find a little niche besides just rapping all the time, something else to pump out content, you know, whether it's Words of Wisdom, the food post, I don't care what it is, pump out some content, man. Besides this,
I mean, back to the list. I mean, shout out to Block Baby Moolah, man, because not only did that dude, you know, of course, been putting out consistently good music for like 4 or 5 years, and before that was Shine Mack, who, by the way, made everyone's list back 8 years ago as one of the dopest MCs in the 910 when he was Shine Mack. Then he became Block Baby Moolah. It changed his whole style. He's dope again, and he diversified. He invested in films. He's working with Barry. Of course, they have a long partnership. And then he drops a soundtrack album where he sits and does the album and writes the album to the soundtrack and then stars in the movie this year and then has a sold-out premiere at the Cameo and has gone to Tubi, Amazon. I mean, Blah Baby Moolah, what are we talking about? This dude is an MC, a star of a movie that's worldwide. Block Baby Moolah, man. And Yo La Rue, who's been on tour this year with Future, like been touring around. Yo La Rue's laughing. He's bejeweled. The dude looks the best I've ever seen him. He sounds the best I've ever seen him. He just released new tracks. He sounds better than I've ever seen him. I heard him before. So, I mean, we got cats in this system. It's always going to be some hate. Hey, man, listen.
Shout out to Yo La Rue.
Shout out to the whole gang. Yeah, shout out to Coon, too. Shout out to Coon Rue. Shout out to them boys, been doing it for a long time. So shout out to Scoob, Passport Scoob. Once again, while we're talking a list again, Scoob working harder than anybody got. Party buses.
I seen the man
perform in Fayetteville, get on a party bus full of fans and everybody, drink all the way to Greensboro and perform there the same night. So I don't know what y'all doing at your computers on your list. Mad that Scoob's up there? You ain't out working, Scoob. He's performed like 70 or 80 times in the last 50 days. So Scoob's
always doing something. Shout out to Pretty Face Gangster, too. Shout out to Pretty Face, man. For sure. You know, saying sweepstakes.
Shout out to
Cash.
You know what I mean? By the way, yes. Shout out to Pretty Face Gangster. That's what they're doing the thing. Shout out to Cammy Got Bars, who came in from Georgia. Yeah. Ain't even really a Fayetteville resident, you know, is now. But she making noise. I see her on podcasts, releasing tracks, cats following her. She making noise. And that's what hip-hop, you know, our culture is. Being an MC, man, also, you really was the dopest dude from your neighborhood. And then you wrote some rhymes. I mean, hip-hop is a lot more than just bars. But it is bars. But it's a lot more than that, too.
Shout out to Matt Looney for that dope failure steps review, too.
Oh, yeah.
Real.
Nobody gave a better review than your face, buddy. You got that with that Rolling Stone shit.
Appreciate your face. You know we appreciate it. You know that.
So, Looney, I want to ask you because I can't see you down there. You're in the dark down there, man. You and by the way, we're going to talk about this. You and your man's over there in the dark. Y'all look like some jack o' lanterns. Right? I can't really see you. You've been quiet a long time. I have to hold the mirror below your nostrils there, Looney. What's up? What say you, Cabron? Que paso?
Not much, man. I just been listening, man. I've been soaking it in, listening. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I also don't feel, I don't like making lists per se myself because I haven't lived in Fayetteville that long either. So I know I haven't heard everybody that's been out here, and I haven't gotten to meet everybody out here yet. So I know that there's people out there that's probably crazy. You know what I'm saying? I just haven't got the opportunity to hear them or possibly get a chance to meet them. So, you know, like me, man, I'm just there with open ears all the time. But like I say, I do see what I see. So I agree with you 100% with Block Baby.
That's the beautiful part.
Sometimes
that is, for sure.
Yeah, so
that's the beautiful part that you're new here. You're new to the area.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. Yeah.
And you're just figuring
it's
it out.
Good,
as it comes
good,
to
it's good and it's
people
bad.
That's coming to you is doing their thing.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, like, yeah, it's definitely good and bad.
You know, so I do want to say that I want to cut you off. Looney, you're selling yourself short because for the last 6-7 years, I've seen you consistently since Race Taylor, which you don't want to bring up to old, but you consistently did shows every week. You were out there doing shows 2-3 times a week. You're one of the only Fayetteville reggaeton artists. Nobody dropped reggaeton in the bill since you've been here. Shout out to Sanders Champion. You've been a part of a lot in your short time here, so that's why you're on live from Taylor. So don't sell yourself short right there.
Hey, man.
I appreciate it.
Hey, man, speaking of Race Taylor, man, shout out to Buster Brown, right?
Got my money?
Oh. Shout out to Buster Brown because he was one of the early cats that was putting the list out, and he was getting towed up on the internet. And
rightfully
and now
so.
Everybody loving the list, but he was the early list man.
I'm the mediator, so I'll pass that on to Mr. J, the historian. What say you?
Hey, like I said, everybody's got to keep their own movement going. like I said, shout out to
here come Mr. J, the historian. He about to become Mr. J, the politician.
shout out to Chani Vaughn. I see, you know, she stepped away for a little bit. Nick, you know, I see a lot of people mentioning, you know, doing things with her. She's one of those female MCs. I mean, you know, really broad.
Hey, about female MCs, shout out to A-Game, man, because she's a female MC. She ain't released a whole lot of music, but she's released a couple of little bangers. I'm going to tell you that right there. And they're very vibey. Are you talking about Thang? Oh, so we talking about I put them on. Hey man, she have you rocking with it. She is a vibey ass chick, and that's what hip hop is though, right?
Yeah, what's that?
Who put out that two bad bitches? Call them Thang One and Thang Two.
That's DC Brown.
Yeah, DC killed them with that shit. Yeah, shout out DC Brown in the Ville.
She's putting
some horns on that.
She's still with y'all, right?
Yeah.
Hey, two bad bitches call them Thang One and Thang Two. That shit is dope, too. I rock that shit right there. See what I'm saying, though? So, the 2-6, we got our own sound, man. And ain't nothing wrong with it.
Sure.
And by the way, anybody that's watching and commenting, I mean, everybody got a lot to say. I mean, say it. I mean, I don't understand the problem, man. I can eat in my city, man. I love my city. And there's a lot of dope artists here. But let's be real. I get more music sent to me, y'all, in my three email addresses because I've had internet radio shows. I get lots sent to me. And I got to listen to a lot of garbage to get to some good shit, bro. I'm going to tell you the truth. And the cats I got, me and Paul have sat there and made blocks of music. Paul, talk about the blocks of music. It's all industry standard shit. Yeah. And dudes is like, this is from the Ville? Tell them, Paul. Hell yeah.
Yeah, but I think the problem is that there's even a 2-6 list in the first place. Like,
explain.
I think that's the problem because I mean, like, you know, I don't know, Fayetteville. We just want to cling on this, like, we the kings of the state when we're not.
We are.
No, Charlotte. Charlotte is the hub.
We'll beat them up. That's what happened. That's how 2-6 we'll just beat you up.
Yeah, it needs to be.
Even the dopest artist in Charlotte, Eric Lottery, is from the Ville. So I don't give a fuck. And he's RNG Golf, multi-viral on the PGA Tour right now with over 4 million Spotify streams. Eric Lottery. Google it if you don't know. He got dope music and he's living in Charlotte. Guess what? He's from the Ville. He's from where they're off in the Grays Creek, bro.
So you don't think there's a reason why J. Cole signed a Charlotte artist?
No, I mean, I think J. Cole makes business decisions he's advised to make. I don't think he's sitting there by himself making decisions. I think it's a team effort. I think it's a company decision. I think he's made some bad decisions as it comes to who he signs and not from the Ville.
I got a question.
I mean, I support J. Cole, but he could definitely came and got somebody from the Ville and made some money already.
Go ahead,
Vuce. Please do.
Carolina music question, right? If success wise, if you had a choice, would you sign hypothetically to Dreamville or would you sign the South Coast Music Group?
I mean, Dreamville ain't showing nobody blowing up a J. Cole. South Coast has multiple people that have done some shit in their numbers and made more money. I don't know. I'd probably sign the Cole because of where I'm from. And what I want to build and my personal attachments. Okay. I don't know, but what do you have to say about that, Loney? What's your answer to that, Latin Loney?
I mean, Dreamville, isn't J.I.D. on Dreamville?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, J.I.D.
Right. But we're talking about for your career, though. For but your career.
No, but that's what I'm saying. So that's a big, that's a big artist. This is blown up. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, honestly, If I did get to that decision, right, in my career, I probably would go with Dreamville. Just because I've been here in the Carolinas that long and like I've always seen like artists that I've seen always come out have been from Fayetteville. So like, and I'm not only talking hip hop, I'm talking about up to like singers, you know what I'm saying? Like Fantasia is from here, right? And that's me being from Cali.
She's from like that's me, High Point.
Nah, she's from like Goldsboro, High Point, something like that. Yeah. She's not from here, nah.
Okay.
But I mean, hey, Heather Locklear from Lumberton. Hey, shout out Heather and Seth Joe.
No, yeah. So I've seen a lot of artists from here. Like, and when I first moved out here, like, that's what I'm saying. To me, seeing artists like YOLO, J. Cole, like those more rain came from here, bro. Like let's give it to him. You know, at the end of the day, he got paid to get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Like he made it up there.
You would have a buckethead, that dude wears the bucket on the top of the shit.
I probably with those two. Now I will say this, hip hop guy, I think you should go to like, I think it still is in Jamla. You know what I'm saying? With Knife and them in that realm. But if I had to pick through those two though, because there's only three like big semi-major or major labels in North Carolina, which is Jamla, South Coast Music Group.
I
guess you could say Dreamville, but that, you know what I mean? They don't have an office.
So I want to say this. I do want to say this. One thing, hip hop is the ultimate equalizing force. Dude, you got a superstar that drops a dope album, you are now the force. It don't matter how many albums you have. So it is about finding the talent, man. You think that shit's funny? That shit's not funny. So, I mean, so
my dog.
Was that Gia or so Gia?
Gia, you didn't hear it? You didn't hear it?
No, it sounded like a laugh.
If I had my choice, I probably would go with South Coast Music Group because I know Arnold Taylor is gonna get you the radio play you need, especially to be a star. I mean, he got the baby Tusi, Tia Corinne right now, and some more that he's breaking on a major scale. So I think I would like lean towards more for that for somebody I would be dealing with. Dreamville, yeah, you know the hometown hero. It'd be nice, but at the same time. Who else is a star out of that? But who? JID.
And I want to say this while we talk about
Earth Gang.
Yeah, I mean they're bona fide stars.
They're not stars. Earth Gang's cool, they're but they're not stars though.
They're not. They're cool, but they're not stars. I agree with Mutate on that. I'll say this: the king of the features hasn't given his label mates any features that we can speak of. So that's crazy. That is something to talk about, right?
Damn,
he killed everyone's feature this year, and he hasn't given one of his artists a dope feature, but he's crushed everyone else's, which is crazy.
Unless they're on the compilation type joint, is he does stuff with them then, right?
But I'm gonna tell you this, and what I love, Cole Tiki, he's the dopest artist in the world to me. If I was on that label, I'd be mad at him. Me and him probably fighting behind the scenes. Come on, bro. I got to shoot the ones with you because you just gave 21 another single. You gave 21 four singles. Can I get one? Damn.
But them boys be eating good off the grassroots right, so situation.
We've extended this conversation. What say you, Paul, since we've extended the conversation based on...
I agree with Mutate God. I would probably sign with somebody else.
Here's the panties, not the best thing in the world, but right next to it.
I love Cole, but he's like Michael Jordan to me when it like comes to like signing and drafting talent.
Yeah, he was a great player, but a horrible executive.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like Arnold Taylor doing his thing, man. For real.
So shouts out to him, man. So that brings us full circle, man. Before we cut off for the night, I do want to go around to the panel and give everybody a moment to give their shouts out, plug what they got to plug. Of course, I want to plug Circle of Kings, man. Make sure y'all please follow at Circle of Kings, man. We give you the latest breaking on the bare knuckle world of combat sports. We've got a lot of content on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, everywhere you go. We are interviewing champs, and we got the prime access there straight out of the 2-6, man. And shout out to Josh Cassie. Big ups to my little brother, who is a big wig at BKFC and doing big things, the fastest growing sport in the world. So I'm going to go over to first Mr. J, the story, and man, give you what you say. Tell the people what's up, man.
Yeah, shout out to everybody doing their thing. Like I said, we still doing the Underground Experience documentary. I'll be wrapping up last few interviews in this next few months, trying to get that sealed up and done. To speak on some other things, the One Heartbeat Away album streaming right now. You know what I'm saying? Whole bunch of special guests on that. You know, Fat, DMC, 80 Ruger, King Crooked. Also, if you haven't checked out the movie Savage Genesis on Tubi and Amazon Prime.
Hang on. Savage Genesis.
Yeah, on Tubi and Amazon Prime. I'm in that joint. And my joint called
Hey!
Yeah, my joint called my joint with Prince Unique is in that.
Called Stutter and Stan. My joint call. Remix, motherfucking remix, shit. All right, my man, Mr. J, the historian. Let's go over the Latin loonies, the cabron, mi vida loca. What's up, you know?
Big old shout out to the whole Born Talented camp for sure, most definitely, man. Them guys is working, you know what I'm saying? They're out there putting in work. You know, like you said, man, Circular Kings, y'all make sure y'all tune into that because that thing be popping, man. Y'all got to get in there, man. You know, combat, bare knuckle fighting is a huge deal right now, man. It's only growing. So y'all make sure y'all tap in, man. Y'all stay up to date, man. You know, we definitely going to get y'all right with that, man. You know,
crazy, man. Crazy.
Interviewing big names, man. They don't even know. But I recently just dropped Demasiado de Frio, my new single. So y'all make sure y'all go check that out. Stream it. It's on all platforms now, you know what I'm saying? Definitely kind of get that out.
Supremo!
Hey, send me that link.
Suprema. Yeah,
because I won't know how to pronounce it, so send me that link.
It's on my shit. I listen to it. It's on my shit. I listen to the whip. Go ahead.
Because typing that in would be crazy. You know what I mean?
I'm feeling, bro. I got you, bro. Nah, but what's that, man? Shout out to shout out to everybody, man, in the field working, doing their thing, man. Y'all make sure y'all do what y'all do, man. I've seen a lot of people got nominated this year for I got nominated for a Latin Artist of the Year. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Jaleel Cobb.
That's and everybody out there doing. Can we get some claps there, Button Man? Damn, Paul, you sleeping? No more Denzel for Ball. No more Denzel.
Nah, but yeah, man. But that's and shout out to everybody that watched the stream today, man. You know, everybody that was in here supporting, putting in their input, man. We appreciate y'all most definitely.
100%. So I want to go right now to who we brought on this week, man. I was super excited. I'm super excited for him to join the cast, man. My guy, me and him got a lot of history. We're really good friends, man. You take guy, bro. Close him out, man. Give you shouts, bro.
I appreciate y'all for having me on there, man. You know, continuing this thing. Man. I love what y'all are doing.
You're a legend,
I love
bro.
How everybody work. You know what I'm saying? Y'all legends, man. I'm just getting started to be one. You know what I mean? Y'all already one. You know what I'm talking about? But shout out to whole Wood Boy Digital, Uncle Chuck. You know what I'm saying, my guy.
Uncle Chuck, the hardest working man. If y'all don't know, man, Charles Williams on your Facebook feed, bro. Uncle Chuck worked harder than all y'all in the yards, bro. That's Wood Boy Digital A&R, and he worked hard, bro.
Hey, yeah, and don't talk about LeBron to him because you're gonna have a whole mouthful.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even
want to.
Oh, my God, bro. But what y'all tuned in to see, shout out to the dopest independent A&R out the local community, man. Uncle Chuck, man. Ain't no doper A&R out the local. Man.
Definitely. He hard working, man. Shout out to Pay All the Stacks, man. I Want This More Than Ever. Album is out now. Streaming
man,
the
album is fire.
You can buy the digital joint on the MutateStore.com. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mutate Clothing. We just had a new drop last Friday, man. There's some dope threads. You can get that on the MutateStore.com as well. The Mutate Fest, man. We're putting together the Mutate Fest right now.
April 6th. Tell him, bro.
Yeah, April 6th. So, in Rayford, we're about to announce the primary location for it, but it's going to be a festival by day and a concert by night. So, y'all stay tuned for that.
Opportunities. Oh, I'm going to stop you there. Hang on, Mutate. I'm going to just go ahead and put us all on the spot. Live from Vietnam will be live at the festival. Live from Vietnam, we will be live from the festival.
Hey, let's go.
Let's go.
And then, like, you know, I'm going to be doing a casting call, Face. I'm going to be doing a casting call soon for Wood Boy Films' first film, South of the Border.
You know what I mean.
Comedy. So, for sure, we got that going on right now. So, a whole lot of moves, man, a whole lot of money, too. So, you know, we throwing some money out there, man. We trying to get some investments back. You know, we doing our thing, man, you know. So, shout out to everybody who supports us and Mutate.
Well, man, hey, we appreciate you a lot, man. I'm going to do my shouts, and I'm going to kick it down to the Podfather. So, shout out to the city, first and foremost, what Big Face is all about. Shout out to the 26910, your favorite little grimy city. We from everywhere and we here. You know what I'm saying? We here to stay. Shout out to everybody on the panel tonight. Shout out to Paul, my man Paul, man, of course, P, man behind the boards on a lot of shit we doing. Shout out to Circle King, shout out to the Pod Father, man. You know, sleep on them if you want to. Hey, like you say, hey, we ain't Bill Cosby, but if you sleep on us, fuck you. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, that's how we get down. Like my man, shout out to J. Cole with that line. I love that line. But yeah, shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to 2-6, the mighty, mighty 2-6, the best little city ever was. We right here. And so if anybody has to close out, once again, catch us every week here live, 7 p.m. Bye from Vietnam, baby.
Shout out to everybody tuning in. Shout out to
whole lot of 4-7 shit.
And more to come. Tune in next
week. Shit. Paul got the auto-tune.
Auto-tune came back. What's going on?
Maximilian. Hey, so wait. When Paul has the auto-tune on, listen, when Paul got the auto-tune on, his MC name is Maximilian.
Let me hit him with the baby.
Tune in next week, bitches. Maximilian.
Whole lot of folks doing shit for sure.